If you put two people together in the same room, within a few moments they'll likely disagree about something. It's not to say one is necessarily right and the other incorrect, but each person has their own lived experiences and have come to their own beliefs by way of the information they've learned from. While information can be skewed or spun, regardless of who's presenting it, it's a testament to the importance of hearing from multiple perspectives in coming to a conclusion. Whether it be a pedestrian zone, a pathway, a development project, a master plan, or paid parking, having open conversations and dialogue are essential and necessary for community planning. In the coming months, Bow Valley residents will have ample opportunity to lend a voice in shaping aspects of the greater community. At a large-scale level, the provincial election will take place in the coming months. Door-knocking, debates and forums will soon be held and present chances for people to express what they believe to be important for the present and future of their ridings and province. At a slightly lesser level in scope and size, Parks Canada's expert panel released its recommendations for what it believes to be a path forward in people traveling to, from and within the Bow Valley and Banff National Park. The significant amount of work that went into it is on full display in how transportation in the region could be for future generations. As part of the release, a 60-day public feedback will allow anyone with an internet connection or the ability to send a letter the chance to give their thoughts on how it could possibly look. Locally, the Banff Community Plan is moving forward to help guide priorities for municipal decision-making on what is important for the coming generation. While not yet fully approved, the first steps towards a conceptual design phase for a possible permanent seasonal Banff Avenue pedestrian zone cleared its largest hurdle at service review. If it's greenlit by council in the coming weeks, residents will be encouraged to offer their opinions on what a redesign of the community's primary downtown street will look like in the coming years. When the new fire hall is opened in Canmore and the old one is eventually decommissioned, there should be a community discussion on how best to utilize the lands in what may ultimately be municipal, commercial or housing use or a mixture of all three. Regardless of the choice, going to the community should be a non-negotiable in determining the best needs. The municipal district of Bighorn underwent its rounds of public engagement in listening and learning what community members feel needed to be included in an eventual revised municipal development plan. For those making decisions, it's important to get a feel for the community needs at that moment in time, but also an understanding of the themes that are crucial for residents. It may be that not everyone is being heard, or it could simply be that not every person has the time or means to be in a place to be listened to. In those scenarios, it's vital for every tool in the box to be used to connect and give those opportunities. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted there are several ways to reach people, whether it be through electronic means of websites, surveys or virtual meetings. There's no perfect way to replace the in-person connection of an open dialogue that comes with face-to-face discussion. At the same time, for those giving the feedback, there has to be an understanding that others will have different viewpoints, wishes and needs. Public engagement can be excruciating, painful and frustrating. But at the same time, it's absolutely necessary for major community projects to move forward.